Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Another week, another book. It's time to talk to our esteemed book reviewer, Cara Martin, about The Help. I just love these chats every few weeks. If I haven't got the time to indulge my love of reading, hey, I live out this vicarious life with Cara. Now, one of the best movies from last year, you might have seen it, called The Help, you may not know, was actually based on a book earlier by Catherine Stockett. Incredibly, about this, it was her first novel and it took only 2 years to become a movie. Dreams do come true, Cara. How are you going?
Greetings, Lee. I'm going fine,
thanks. Welcome back. Mm. What an amazing story this book has been.
Yeah, it's been an incredible success. In a lot of ways it deserves it. It's a very engaging book, but obviously someone saw something in it straight away. And even before it was a bestseller, they must have started work on the movie version of it. But it's just incredible to think that, yeah, it's just 3 years since this book came out and we've had an Academy Award nominated movie as well. Goodness knows where she's going.
Good
go
one,
to
Catherine. Good luck to you. Mm-hmm. Now, the film is about, as many people know, a young white woman with her relationship with two black maids during the civil rights era. Is it the same storyline as the book? Because you'd never assume that.
Yes, that's right. And actually, they parallel very closely, which is really great. There are a few subtle differences. But yes, we have this white woman, Miss Skeeter, as she's known throughout the movie and the book. Yes. And she has just returned from college. And her mother especially, but everyone expects her now to get married and settle down as good girls do. But she actually wants to become a writer, and she goes along to the local paper and knocks on the door. And they say, oh, great, you know, we need someone to write the cleaning column every week. Well, she knows nothing about cleaning. Yeah. This is, yeah, way back. You had black maids who did all that. So she manages to get a friend's maid, Abilene, to help her with this cleaning column. And out of that process starts a beautiful friendship. And as Abilene begins to share more of her story, Miss Skeeter suddenly thinks, why are we just writing cleaning columns? There's a story here. No one's ever heard the perspective of the black help, the help. Yes. Wouldn't that make a great book? And so she convinces Abilene to tell her story, to write her story down, and then begins to interview some other black maids.
Mm. How does the relationship turn out? Because it might not have been easy.
No, and really, I don't think when Skeeter starts this that she realises the terrible danger that she's putting this woman to. She sort of perhaps senses it a bit, but... this is a time when there are race riots. Yes. This is a time when just sitting in the wrong seat can get you punched up and beaten up. So to actually tell the stories about the intimate domestic life of the people you live with, the white families you live with, is really a very courageous and dangerous thing to do. But actually, it's set at the time when Martin Luther King is marching on Washington. So there's a sense of this is a specific moment in history. This is a time when the tide's turning. And interestingly, Abilene and the other maids get their courage also from the church, their community, that this is something that that is beyond them, that perhaps they should become involved in.
From where Martin Luther King himself came.
Of course.
You know, the Southern Baptists.
Yes.
You say you're cautious about what you'd term the risk of paternalism at the end of the book. What do you mean by that?
Well, it was actually put to me by someone that she refused to read the book because the book was written by a white woman about the black experience. And yeah. I mean, yes, in the past with Harper Lee and To Kill a Mockingbird, there was a time when black people didn't have the opportunity to tell their story. Her point was, now that they do we still need white people to sort of mediate those stories? But I think what actually Catherine Stockett does is tell a story of the relationship between white people and black people. And at the end of the book, she writes this little essay, which is really beautiful, which actually talks about her own experience growing up in the South with a black maid and her own relationship with that woman. And she says that she can't even imagine that her book has captured totally the black woman's experience. But what she's tried to do is raise some of the issues, which I think she's done excellently in this book.
In your review, you like the dynamic faith experience of the black community. How's that evident?
Oh, man, it's beautiful to actually read about it, that the church is actually the centre of the social and also the spiritual and the political issues of the whole community. It's just gorgeous the way that the church actually gives them the maids the courage to take this amazingly courageous step. They're fed by prayer, they're fed by the Bible, they're fed by sermons that say, stand up and tell our story. Let's tell our story.
Nathan thinks much the same. He's called in. Hi, Nathan.
Hi.
Hi. What would you like to say about...
I was just going to say that I've got echo on my phone.
Okay. You haven't got the radio on the background?
No, I haven't. Oh, I've got it turned down completely.
Okay. Press on regardless, because I'd like to get your comment.
I was going to say, I like how God is at the centre of the whole situation, and that I think we often realise in today life that we don't often see God at the time, and even in, like, the movie, like, people don't realise that God's there the whole time and working in the lives of others. And, it doesn't come to the end of the movie, that's when people see where God's there. And it's the same in the biography of Martin Luther King. Like, God was behind the whole thing, and the church backed up everything. And when people back up together in unity... this redhead is really bugging me.
No, it's a great point that you're making there. I think that's absolutely true. I just was so encouraged seeing the vibrant church life of these women and seeing how that was such an important part of them standing up.
And Nathan's right. It's only often by hindsight, many years, even decades later, that you can see, that's the way God's working and this is how it's ended up.
And I think that's it, there's a sense that you're taking little steps at the time that you're not quite sure about because you don't have that big picture. And they're little steps of faith. And they begin to get rewarded and other people encourage you. And then there's this movement that's starting.
That's called trust. Nathan, thanks so much for your call. And Cara Martin, as always, thank you so much, our esteemed book reviewer.
Pleasure. Thank you.
See ya.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.